You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of the reasons why I think the Giants might have a chance to get off to a good start, Commanders, Cowboys, how good do you think the NFC East will be, specifically those two teams as it pertains to the Giants?
I think the Giants can absolutely beat the Commanders and the Cowboys in the first couple weeks of the season.
So maybe 3-1? You don't like the Chargers either?
You know, but I mean, they're going to be dogs in both games. They're almost a 7-point dog on the road at Washington. They'll be more than a 3-point dog on the road at Dallas. I think it's going to be really tough for the Giants this year. While I can acknowledge that I like the direction of the team, the roster's way better, the schedule is, it's impossible, man. It's impossible. And there's no medals for trying. So if they lose a close game to the Commanders and lose a close game to the Cowboys, now here come the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football and then hosting the Chargers. You can make the case that they could start decently. I don't know that I'm willing to make that case, Sal, because you need Andrew Thomas to be healthy if the offensive line's going to look halfway decent. We don't know if he's playing in week one. That's obviously a huge problem. And ultimately, I don't have a lot of faith in this coaching staff. I don't like Brian Daboll. They were the worst team in the league, and I know they didn't pick first overall. I don't care. They were the worst team. If you watch the games, worst team, year three, not great. I am erring on the side of negativity for the Giants this year, while acknowledging I do like some of the building blocks on the roster.
You think their defense could be as good as people think it's going to be?
I think that the edge rushers should be really good, and I think a positive out of Giants camp, you listen to what any beat writer is saying and what the players are saying, Abdul Carter's already the best player on defense.
Right.
Like, he's better than Burns. He's better than Thibodeau. Maybe he's not better than Dexter Lawrence. They don't play the same position, but they are both absolute monsters, right? So Carter should be really great. I guess my concern for the Giants is going to be, can they stop the run on early downs to set up the pass rush? Because while Lawrence is great, the interior defensive line outside of Dexter Lawrence is not really great. Like, Darius Alexander, the third-round rookie out of Toledo, has not really popped at training camp. Like, does Roy Robertson Harris do anything for you? So I think that there is some hypothetical, theoretical upside with this Giants defense. I don't know if they're going to be able to unlock these edge rushers here the way that they might want to, because, you know, you want to be in 3rd and 7, right? Like, an obvious passing down so they can pin their ears back and get after the opposing quarterback. I don't know if the defense is good enough to get you in those spots consistently.
What about the offense? We're in studio, BT and Sal on the Fan. Nick Costos here sitting in. BT is on vacation. We're going over all NFL starting Giants here. We'll get to the Jets, NFC, AFC, fantasy stuff. I want to get to that. What about the Giants offense? I don't love Russell Wilson at this particular point. I love Malik Nabers. I don't know about Daboll. The one thing he was supposed to do is score some points. They can't even move the football, let alone score
points.
Yeah,
he stinks.
Where are you at with the Giants offense?
The offensive line is terrible again. Maybe you want to build a bull case that they're all back for another year and there's camaraderie and the communication's good. If Andrew Thomas doesn't play, they're an abject disaster. And we still don't know if Andrew Thomas is going to be good for week one. He's obviously been an injury-prone player. So you need Thomas to elevate the floor of this offensive line, because if he's not good to go or not 100%, this is like a bottom three offensive line again in the league, and that's going to cut their legs off, like from under them. Where, listen, I think Malik Nabers is awesome. Obviously, I think it's indisputable. He's one of the best receivers in the league already. I like the two young running backs, right? I like Tyrone Tracy. I like Cam Scadaboo. I like Theo Johnson. I like some of the skill position pieces. And Russ is, he's not great, but he's fine. But if this offensive line can't block, it's not going to matter. It's the same garbage, man.
Are you excited about the possibility of Jackson Dart, or you can't get past the fact that it's Shane and Dable still?
Well, if Dart's good, I think it's going to mask a lot of issues, right? It'll be the deodorant for a lot of smelly stuff in the Giants organization, right? I mean, just that's the fact, right? So if the season's going off the rails, right, and Dart comes in and he's good, obviously you feel good going into the next year, and I think that's going to save Dable and Shane's jobs, even if the one loss record isn't great. Let's say they go 6-11, but Dart plays the final however many games and he looks really good. I think it's going to save their jobs. And, you know, if they nail the franchise quarterback, then maybe they do deserve to stick around. But I don't think wins and losses this season, Sal, is going to go great for the Giants.
Are you somebody who looks at the schedule on paper and says, at this point in August, Jesus, that is a brutal schedule? Or you want, let's see how the season plays out, because things can change week to week and month to month with the NFL?
I don't know how you look at the schedule for the Giants and have any reaction other than, oh, bleep. And I'm pissed as a Giants fan. Like, we're the worst team in the league. We're supposed to have an easy schedule. Like, this is the schedule. And look, on any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday, or the NFL plays games every day of the week now, the war on Christmas, right? You can make the case that any team can beat any team. So the Giants can.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can win these games. But I would use point spreads as a way to kind of think about this, right? So they can beat the Commanders in week one. They're almost a 7-point dog on the road. Like, betting market says they're very likely to lose that game. More than a 3-point dog on the road at Dallas week two. Likely to lose that game. Close to a touchdown dog probably Sunday Night Football week three at home against the Chiefs. Likely to lose. Going to be probably a 3 or 3.5-point home dog again, and things can change, right? Against the Chargers. Likely to lose. Favored, slight favorite on the road in New Orleans. Maybe you give them that game. Home Eagles, touchdown dog or more. At the Broncos, touchdown dog or more. At the Eagles, double-digit dog. Home Niners, more than a 3-point home dog. At the Bears, more than a 3-point road dog. Home Green Bay, more than a 3-point home dog. Like, where are the wins coming from here? Yeah. Like, where is it coming from? That's all those games, they're going to be projected to win one of those games before the season starts. And I didn't even get to at the Lions and then at the Patriots the 2 weeks. There'll be dogs in both those games, obviously, as well.
All right, more on the Patriots, because I do want to do the AFC, and I'm curious about them and the landscape of this thing. But let's stick in the NFC East for a minute. We touched on it a little bit. So do you think the Cowboys, with Schottenheimer now running things, with the issues with Parsons, are they going to be looked at as... You know, I know nobody's the Eagles, and we'll leave them out of it because I don't think anybody's going to dispute that they're the best team.
I think you can poke some holes there, not in them not making the playoffs, but maybe not being as good as last. Yeah, okay. I think you can poke some holes.
All right, so then that's good. But what about the Cowboys? Where are they looking?
So here? Dallas is a stars and scrubs roster where they have pretty good top-end talent, offensive line, edge rushers, wide receivers now with George Pickens coming over, but they are very thin, and it's like a flimsy operation there. So, for example, right, left tackle Tyler Guyton gets hurt a couple weeks ago. It's not an ACL. He's probably going to miss week one, but he'll be back at some point, maybe for the Giants game in week two. If Dallas suffers an injury on their offensive line to any of their good offensive linemen, if CeeDee Lamb's out, if George Pickens is out, if this Parsons situation drags into the season, something happens there. If any good players on the Cowboys get hurt, Sal, they don't have the depth to overcome it. So the bull case for Dallas, like going over their win total, making the playoffs, I think the offense is going to be really good. The pass game should be electric. I certainly think that's going to be the case. But you need basically everybody to stay healthy, or I think this could go off the rails. That's my issue with Dallas. If you could guarantee me the principal players all stay healthy, I'm telling you they're winning 9 or 10 games. But I mean, one offensive lineman goes down, and that's like a piece out of the Jenga tower. The whole thing comes crumbling down.
What about Schottenheimer versus McCarthy?
It's impossible to say how he's going to do as a head coach. I know Jets fans have really strong feelings about him after, like, the AFC Championship game against the Steelers, Christmas Eve against the Giants, and the Victor Fruz game going 99 yards, obviously. I want to be optimistic with Shotty just because I had so much respect for his late father, Marty.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm willing to be cautiously optimistic on Shotty, but is there a chance he's a total frickin' donkey? Like, of course. and he's punting in spots where he should go for it, like kicking field goals, and Aubrey's really good, so maybe you get away with that because you feel like he's going to make it. I guess I'm cautiously optimistic on Shotty. I don't know how you could be anything other than cautiously optimistic or pessimistic. We haven't seen it before, so it's tough to know how it's going to go.
BT and Sal on the Fan, in studio with Nick Costos, NFL expert. How else do you want me to introduce you? You got so many different shows and
titles.
Well,
I think on my contract it is Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, but I like NFL expert too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not bad.
I figured that's the better one. Obviously, we hope to have you again on with us every week during the football season. Nobody does it better than you, and I love your Sunday morning show, getting you all the insight here. Speaking of donkeys, Dan Quinn. I don't trust Dan Quinn.
Well, you did go to the title. Well, I say you. You're a Falcons fan. He was your former coach. They did go to the title game last year.
You know how I stand. He blew the biggest lead in the Super Bowl. The worst loss in the history of the NFL is hung on Dan Quinn.
I don't know if I think Kyle Shanahan gets a ton of the blame for that.
We'll get
Super Bowl 50. And also, you're going up against Brady. It's not that easy.
Understood.
Well, listen, not every team can be like the Giants and beat Brady in two Super Bowls.
It's
okay,
twice.
Buddy?
They did it twice. Dan freaking Quinn couldn't do it once. Hold on to a 28-3 lead. Anyway, where are you at with the Commanders? I'm getting the feel. I compared them to the Texans last year, where everybody's, C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, here we go, boom, the ascension, and a little step back last year. Tougher division than the AFC South is the NFC East. What do you think of the Commanders?
I think a common misnomer that people will have with the Commanders, because you think about Daniels, who's already a megastar. He's a megastar already. Is that, this is a young team, right, with the young quarterback. They're an old team, and they're old basically everywhere. And this is a pass rush in Washington that I don't like at all. They just signed Von Miller off the street, and he's projected to start for them in a week. Like, that's not good. Like, Von Miller doesn't have it anymore. Just like Dorrance Armstrong, fill you with fear if you're an opposing offensive coordinator. I don't love the Commanders' defense. I don't really love the weapons on offense outside of McLaurin, and he's unsigned right now. So I think if you wanted to make the case that the Commanders can be awesome again this year, go back to the playoffs, maybe play on Championship Sunday, it's Jaden Daniels is even better than he was last year. And it's within the realm of possibility. I don't love this roster, though. And I would look at the Commanders, Sal, and I would expect them to take a step back this season in terms of wins and losses, even if I think Daniels is already the best quarterback in the conference.
Yeah, see, I'm with you there, which is why I maybe can create a path for the Giants to have some success. If you feel like the Cowboys are going to fall back a little bit, and you mentioned why they could, same thing with the Commanders, maybe there's a little bit of a window there for the Giants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.